Number 5, the assumption game. Picture the scene. You've just bought a new piece of electrical equipment. You're really pleased with your purchase. You've been wanting to use it for a while. You get it home, take it out of the box, and familiarize yourself with the instruction manual. You switch it on, nothing happens. You reread the instruction manual. You fiddle with all the buttons, but still nothing happens. Only after an exasperating, seemingly endless period of time, you finally realize that you have forgotten to plug it in. This happens to all of us. We assume the product we have bought must be faulty. As far as we are concerned, we have done everything right, therefore it must be someone else's fault. We have gathered as much information as we can from the instructional manual, and we feel perturbed that we still can't find the fault. Making these assumptions about the way things are vastly reduces the possibilities of the way things could be. The new electrical gadget must be faulty because we cannot see the problem, when in reality the problem is us, not the gadget. When faced with crises, it is harder to define your problems and discover the range of options you have. What happens here is that when faced with anxiety or stress, the human brain has difficulty thinking clearly. Therefore, the ideas and opportunities that you are searching for can seem very far away. It has happened to all of us. And recent studies have shown that in times of high stress, the human brain is actually 60% less dynamic and open than it is at rest. Therefore, it's little wonder that many of us, when faced with stressful or difficult situations, see only two dimensions. How many times have you been faced with a difficult situation and made a decision that turned out to be not quite right? We all have at one time or another, and after the event we all look back and say, "If I had that to do again, I would do it differently." It's easy to look back on an event after it occurred. It's more difficult to make those right decisions when actually faced with them. The trick is to open your mind to those opportunities that are available to you at the time. The next time you're faced with a stressful or anxious situation, picture yourself in the future, looking back at the situation, and then ask yourself again, "What should I do?" Number 6, be confused. Tom Peters says, "Anyone who isn't confused isn't thinking clearly." In our everyday routine, getting up, going to work, arriving home, etc., are all within our own comfort zone. The things we do and our surroundings are comfortable, and often we can't see a way to change them. When this happens, it's usually because we're scared to go outside the comfort zone. Fear of the unknown is a lot more common than you might think, and we're all guilty of it at one time or another. The trick is to tell yourself that it's okay to be confused. If you're faced with a situation that you cannot see the outcome of, don't be afraid. Constantly asking yourself questions is the domain of the positive thinker. And more often than not, we don't know the answers to them. A key word to remember when questioning yourself or your actions is a very simple what. What if I tried this? Where would I go with this? What's new about this? What could I have missed? What could happen? What don't I know? Where are the gaps in my knowledge? What am I assuming here? Or alternatively, the question who. Research shows that people associate themselves with other people who have similar viewpoints to their own. Your friends, for example, will probably have a lot in common with you. Otherwise, it's unlikely that you would be friends with them in the first place. Try spending some time with people who have different views. That's why I say the word who works really well. Who are you talking to? Again, you're opening up new worlds of opportunities and trying to tap into other people's minds all around you who also have their own ideas. You may not wholeheartedly agree with different principles and tastes, but at the same time, you'll be giving yourself new perspectives. Number 7. Surely that can't be possible. What seems impossible now may be common practice 100 years from now. It really wasn't all that long ago that everyone believed that the world was flat. And what if you sailed in one direction long enough? You would simply sail off the edge of the world, they believed. What if you went back to the year 1850, for example, and spoke to someone? What reaction do you think you would get if you told them that after the year 2000, the human race would be flying all over the world as easily as they walked down the street? Or told them that you could sit in your kitchen and send a message to someone on the other end of the world instantaneously? Perhaps their reaction would be even more dramatic if you told them that by the year 2000, Western Europe had been enjoying relative peace for over 60 years. Now put yourself in the shoes of the person from the past you're speaking to. What if someone from the future came back and visited you? What would you think they might say that would seem impossible to you? A computer chip that lives inside your head, for example, would that seem impossible to you? Someone somewhere is working on that right now. So who's to say that it won't become perfectly normal and perfectly acceptable 100 years from now? All it takes is someone to have an idea and then to put the idea into practice in the face of those around them who say it can't be done. Now, think of your own life and what you think of that can't be done. If you think reaching your peak performance on a consistent basis is impossible, it will be. And it can't be done. And can't be done turns into won't be done. Think back to yourself 10 years ago. Did you think that you would be here? What about 20 years from now? What would you like to be doing? What about 10 years, 5, next week? How would you like to be performing? And how do you think about your possibilities? Now, what is it that's stopping you? Sure, if you're 70 years old right now, you might think that winning the New York Marathon in 20 years might be a little unrealistic, but it could happen. What may seem like fantasy right now is tomorrow's norm, and all because someone had the idea to put it to the test and decide that it was really possible after all. Number 8, concentrate on the positive. It always amazes me when I hear on the television or read the newspaper that recent peace talks between warring nations break down because they put so much emphasis on the disagreements that they were having. I often wonder, instead of holding their ground over the disagreements, they would concentrate on what they agreed on. What would happen if they concentrated on the positives rather than the negatives? This happens to all of us and can be a barrier to positive thinking. We look at situations as objectively as we can, and yet we all see the bad parts. We all see faults in situations, and then we focus on them, when sometimes the answer to the problem lies in being able to see the good points. What we should be doing is focusing on the good points and leaving out the bad points. Number 9, the meaning of life. Finding meaning in your life is a lot easier said than done. However, if you do have meaning in your life, the sense of fulfillment acts as a strong and powerful resource for you and helps you thrive when in tough times. So think about exactly what the meaning of your life is and how happy you are with this. And now, the million-dollar question, what do you need to change in order to make it more meaningful? People often find that work takes over their lives. How many people do you know that have concentrated on their careers throughout their lives at the expense of starting a family or traveling the world? We all need to develop something in our lives that stops work from completely taking over. We need somewhere to go mentally, to take time out when times get tough. So you probably didn't think this would be a lesson on changing your life, but I want to tell you that if you want to master your peak performance, it's important to clean up everything you possibly can in your thinking and your way of living your life. Which leads me to number 10, laugh. Too many people are far too serious the majority of the time. And when this happens, their mindset turns towards seriousness in every situation, no matter how frivolous the situation may be on the surface. How many times has it happened to you that when you're feeling at your most negative, someone has said something that completely broke up the tension and made you laugh? How many times has it happened that when you were striving for your peak performance and really going for it yet falling short, someone made you laugh and realize how ridiculous it was that you were kind of beating your head against the wall? It allowed you to step back from the situation, didn't it? Reevaluate and start with renewed energy. If you have problems, there's nothing like a bit of good, honest fun to remind you that life is not about being serious 100% of the time. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves to keep our perspective humorous. Okay, so we're halfway through this module. Now, there's certainly something you've learned from this module, isn't there? I want to make sure you're with me. I want to make sure you're paying attention and learning things. So what I want you to do, you know the drill. I want you to take out a pen and paper, as long as you're not driving. Take out a pen and paper, or you can do this on your computer if you want to. Doesn't matter. Write it on the wall if you want to. I want you to write 5 things that either I said to you that resonated with you, or 5 things that just came to you, or a combination of both. As I'm silent, write down 5 things that you thought of, whether I said them or you thought them. Write down 5 things that you thought of so far in this module. Do this now as I'm silent. Good. Now, I want you to elaborate on those. I want you to elaborate on point number one. Do that now as I'm silent. Good. Now, point number two. What was point number two? Something that either I said or that came to you while you're listening to this module, something that came to you that really resonated with you. I want you to elaborate on that now. Give it a plan. Give it some feeling. If it's something like, I think I should change my life in this way, well, how are you going to change your life in that way? Go ahead and elaborate on it now as I'm silent. Good. Now take point number three, and I want you to elaborate on that now as I'm silent. Point number three, fill it in. Good. Now, point number four. Go ahead and elaborate on point number four as I'm silent. All right, and the final point, point number five, the thing that came to you, that thing that came to you while I was talking, go ahead and elaborate on it. Point number five, you've already done one through four, five will be easy for you. Go ahead and elaborate on it now. Give some feeling to it, give some plan to it, give something to it. Write a sentence or a paragraph or something that really tells what point number five is all about. It's a thought that came to you while I was talking. So fill it in, elaborate on it as I am silent. Good. And now let's continue with the information. All right, you've got a lot of information in your mind now. A lot of information that's come to you, a lot of information you've heard from me. There's a lot going on in your mind. Why don't we take a moment now? Make sure you're not driving during this. If you're driving, don't listen to this part. Do this part later. But if you're not driving, what I want you to do is close your eyes and let all those thoughts come to you, all those thoughts. They're floating around in your head. Let them come to you now. And I want you to start seeing them become organized. And I want you to start seeing them happening in your life. I want you to see them playing themselves out in your life somehow. All these ideas you have, I want you to find a place for them in your mind, whether in terms of a plan or in terms of changing something about yourself immediately or in terms of could even be a vacation you're thinking of taking. But those ideas that are coming to you now as a result of listening to this material, what I want you to do with them right now, I don't want you to write anything right now. I don't want you to overthink anything. I just want you to close your eyes as long as you're not driving. I want you to close your eyes. And as I'm silent, just use your imagination and let your imagination run wild. See where these ideas will take you. Let these ideas float around in your mind as I'm silent and really let them play out. Just let them go wild in your mind. See where they take you. As I'm silent, do this now. Did you enjoy that? Now, probably what happened is initially when you closed your eyes, you thought of a bunch of random thoughts and they didn't make any sense. Maybe some things were coming in that really didn't fit there. Sometimes when I close my eyes, I see all kinds of interesting images that don't have anything to do with what I'm talking about or listening to. But hopefully, after a little while, those images kind of settled down and meaningful images started to show up. Like, aha, that business idea I had, or that vacation I had, or that person I need to tell something to, or something started to develop, or maybe a series of things. When you let your imagination run wild, you often come up with ideas that you will not access if you're beating your head against the wall, if you're trying to figure something out. That's not as effective, usually, as just letting your mind run wild, because eventually your mind is going to settle down and is going to start giving you information that you can actually use. So I hope you use this exercise not only in this program, but outside of it as well.